You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now, one of the films many of us like to watch around this time of year is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's always a favourite. Don't tell us they're messing with it, are they?
Do you get nervous?
I get nervous.
When we mention the likes of remakes because, well, I would say a reimagining is kind of what's going on at the moment. And it's the James Bond producers, Eon. They have the rights to it, but they're working with Amazon to, potentially do a new version of the film. I mean, Dick Van Dyke was 99 yesterday, right? Who was in the original, and it was penned by Ian Fleming. Roald Dahl helped with the adaptation for that screen version in 1968. Robert and Richard Sherman penned, of course, the Oscar-nominated theme songs. It did reappear, as you know, on the stage.
It worked well, actually.
And Tony-nominated stage musical, and that had six new songs from the Sherman Brothers as well. It premiered back in 2002. But yes, they're looking at doing a reimagining of it. And as you say, this time of year.
I mean, I suppose last year we were talking about Wonka, which ended up being really good, you know, but that was sort of a prequel to the story. So we'll keep an eye on it. As you say, we're kind of precious about these. Now, you have some casting news for us today.
I've been mentioning this one quite a bit. This sounds like a brilliant project because already in the cast, you've Jessica Chastain, Al Pacino, Brendan Fraser and Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Barry Levinson is directing it. Jared Leto is now in negotiations to star in this film as well. So that will just amount to just an amazing cast for what is a murder mystery noir feature called Assassination. So Barry Levinson directed and he's writing it with David Mamet and Sam Bromwell. And the script sort of offers a new spin on the JFK conspiracy. So Chastain is playing a famed journalist, Dorothy Kilgallen, dubbed the first female crime reporter in America. She was the only woman to ever cover the JFK case and the only reporter to speak to Jack Ruby. She suspects that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone and uses her influence in an effort to find President John F. Kennedy's real killer, including back-channel sources to the Warren Commission. And this, of course, puts her up against the CIA, mafia bosses and the FBI, who would love nothing more than for her to disappear and her story too. The film is going to shoot in Boston early next year, but what a cast.
That's a serious cast. We look forward to that. Now, here's an interesting one. It's a musical, but we've heard nothing about it, but it's already made.
It's already made. So the reason this is getting a little bit of attention is because there's a film called The Brutalist that will be coming out.
Yeah.
Brady Corbett directed and co-wrote with his partner Mona Fastfold. Well, switch those roles around because Fastfold is directing and Corbett is co-writing here. And it's, as you say, it's a musical called Ann Lee.
And as opposed to the director Ang Lee, we have to be very careful.
And the cast here includes Amanda Seyfried, Thomas McKenzie, Lewis Pullman, Christopher Abbott, Tim Blake Nelson and Stacey Martin. Now, it's a epic fable set in 18th century England that is inspired by real events. It deals with the religious leader Ann Lee, who founded the Shaker movement. She was dubbed the female Christ by her followers who worshipped her through exuberant song and dance. Lee went on to build one of the largest utopian societies in American history. Seyfried will take on the lead role in the project, and as you just alluded to, it has been quietly made and the shoot is now finished and it'll be released at some stage next year.
Okay, that sounds scary, but as does Nosferatu coming up. You were having a look at the red carpet this week for this horror.
That's right. So yeah, all the stars have been out for the red carpet. And of course, this time of year as well, a lot of people watch Home Alone, don't they?
As a
big Christmas movie. And the director of Home Alone, Chris Columbus, also the director of one of the Harry Potters as well, he is actually a huge horror fan.
Oh.
And he is one of the producers, would you believe, on Nosferatu. And now he was talking on the red carpet. He feels that the director, Robert Eggers, is quite special and he's actually compared him to Stanley Kubrick. Here he is speaking to Hey You Guys on the red carpet.
He's got a very specific sort of style, and he's very detailed in terms of historical accuracy. in terms of the way the film looks. The film, the look of the film enables you to sort of transport yourself back to that particular time. And very few filmmakers are able to do that. He reminds me, honestly, of a young Stanley Kubrick, and that's a compliment I couldn't really pay to many directors working today. And I do think that his love of film and his knowledge of film history also helped make him a better director.
Yes, that is director Chris Columbus there on the red carpet for Nosferatu, which I have to say I'm looking forward to seeing, because we do have an interesting director here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, and just his style, his use of practical sets, the way that he just unfolds these films, always, always interesting. The movie's going to be out January 1st. Looking forward to it
as
well.
Yeah, so am I. Now, some more casting news for us.
Yeah, Eddie Marsden and Anna Hardwick are set to lead the cast of No Ordinary Heist. This is a gripping new Irish thriller that's inspired by the largest cash heist in the UK and Irish history. It's directed by Colin McIver, co-written as well by debut screenwriter Alison Corstein. Now, it's inspired by true events from Belfast in December 2004. It weaves a gripping fictional tale of two bank employees thrust into a chilling scheme, forced to orchestrate a £26.5 million robbery to save their families. They are made to execute the crime without the gang ever setting foot inside the bank. The film will begin shooting in locations across Dublin and Belfast in January.
Great to see Anna Hardwick doing so well. We look forward to that one. Now, another Disney live-action remake?
Yeah, so these are obviously so popular. We have Mufasa coming out shortly as well. And you're going to now potentially see Tangled turned into a live-action remake.
I do like Tangled, I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah, it came out in 2010, and the original film was this sort of modern retelling of a classic Rapunzel fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. Mandy Moore played Rapunzel in it, a spirited young princess with magical golden hair escapes from her isolated tower for the first time to experience the world. Zachary Levi starred in it as well. Michael Gracey is in discussions to potentially direct this. He is the director of the likes of The Greatest Showman, and he's also got the Robbie Williams biopic Better Man, in which Robbie Williams is portrayed as a chimpanzee.
Yes.
That film is opening on Stephen's Day, so he's in negotiations. We'll keep you posted as to whether he gets the job to direct the live action remake of Tangled.
Okay, your trailer watch this week has Will Ferrell in it, which means we're going to laugh, right?
It has Will Ferrell. It also has Reese Witherspoon. The movie is called You're Cordially Invited.
I can't wait to plan this.
I'm going
to
plan your wedding.
How about June 1st?
Honey, do we know her?
Okay, well, I'm going to go check us in.
I'm going to go get us checked in. We've double booked your weddings.
What? Aren't you the wedding planner? You never even called this place?
I have social anxiety.
You get anxiety from dialing a phone?
I can do anything that doesn't require a phone call.
Listen, you're gonna have the greatest weekend of your lives.
My sweet little pumpkin's gonna have her special day, and no one's getting in the way of that.
Oh, no.
Hey.
I didn't realize it was a shared bathroom situation.
I'm just finishing up her hair. Happy to work on yours if you'd like. Give you a cute little flip.
Yeah, that is your cordially invited Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon. It's worth it. I mean, I think just for a light comedy escapism, it's all working, I think, yeah.
I mean, every time I see Will Ferrell, I'm just kind of smiling to begin with anyway. This is about two weddings accidentally booked on the same day at the same venue. Each bridal party is challenged with preserving their family's special moment while making the most of unanticipated tight quarters. It's a good cast leading this, so it's bound to raise a few smiles. It's going to make its debut on Prime Video January 30th, but do check out the trailer.
Okay, new releases in cinemas this weekend. Let's start with Daniel Craig in Queer.
In the sun, what's she got to lose? Independence. In the sun, I want to talk to you. Married, buried, without speaking. Buried, all in all is all we are.
What are you so afraid of? Door's already open, can't close it now.
Hi,
movies.
All he can do is look away.
Yes, in cinemas this weekend, Garrett, that is, as I say, Daniel Craig in Queer.
Yeah, it's set in 1950s Mexico City. Daniel Craig plays William Lee, an American expat in his late 40s. He leads a solitary life amidst a small American community that includes the likes of college students, bar owners, surviving on part-time jobs and GI Bill benefits. And he's driven then to pursue a young man. The cast also includes Drew Starkey, Jason Schwartzman and Leslie Manville.
Yes, an unrecognisable Leslie Manville. It took me a minute to go, is that Leslie Manville? It's quite... Well, she's always great. And, you know, I'm loving the way just Daniel is recreating himself and getting a million miles away from his 007 role. And he looks like he's having a great time. And, he has a great screen presence and he's super in this. The film itself, it didn't quite work for me. As we can hear there, having heard Sinead O'Connor in the trailer, it's interesting in that we're, as you say, in Mexico in the 1950s, but we get contemporary songs. We get Sinead O'Connor, we get Nirvana. And that's actually, that quite works. So it's pretty trippy movie. Daniel Craig, great in it, and we wish him well. But yeah, it's fine. It's fine. What else have we on the big screen?
You have animated version of The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, and this is the untold story of Helm's Deep, hundreds of years before the fateful war, telling the life of blood-soaked times of its founder, the likes of Brian Cox and Miranda Otto, Sean Dooley providing voices for this. If you like your big action movies, Aaron Taylor-Johnson plays Kraven the Hunter, a man whose complex relationship with his ruthless father starts him down a path of vengeance, motivating him to become not only the greatest hunter in the world, but also one of the most feared. Ariana DeBose also starring in that film. The Universal Theory is also out. This is set in 1962 against the towering landscape of the post-war Swiss Alps. A gifted young physicist meets an elusive pianist, one who knows things about him that he's never told another living soul. And then finally, we have two documentaries as well. One is called The BB Files. This is an inside look into the corruption charges against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu through leaked police interrogation videos. And then finally, Chasing the Light. This is a feature documentary that tells the story of Ireland's best known spiritual retreat centre and home to a Buddhist community drawn from all over Ireland. And as they attempt to build Ireland's first Tibetan Buddhist temple on a remote clifftop, it becomes clear that there are many blind spots on the road to enlightenment.
Very good. You've picked an Irish movie for your TV choice?
Yes, I have. I just find this movie is always compelling, and it's adapted from the autobiography of Guildford Four member Jerry Conlon, chronicling his tireless efforts to overturn the life sentence imposed on him for involvement with an IRA bombing. This is starring the wonderful Daniel Day-Lewis, Pete Postlethwaite, Emma Thompson, John Lynch, superbly directed by Jim Sheridan. In the Name of the Father is on RT2 tonight, and it's on at 9 p.m.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.